Welcome to Digital Homesteading. This is Scott Meyer, and I'm excited to read you the article, 5 Ways to Create Rituals from Habits. Mindfully transform habits into rituals like great creators before you. All of us have habits in our daily routine. Maybe it's checking our email before starting work, or making coffee before talking to anyone, or calling our parents during lunch. Most of our habits develop without us knowing it. We start doing something one day, and over time that action is so ingrained we don't even think about it anymore. Habits formed by happenstance are just that, habits. When we mindfully choose our habits and repeat them to serve an end goal, they become rituals. Rituals are the foundation upon which great work is completed. Let's talk about the rituals of great minds. Great artists throughout history have developed and followed rituals. Many that seem ludicrous or even destructive to the casual observer. Benjamin Franklin wrote naked for an hour every morning to, quote, refresh his mind in the cold air. Beethoven rose at dawn and counted out exactly 60 coffee beans to make his perfect morning brew before sitting at his desk and working until 2 p.m. Painter Henri de Toulouse-Lautrec worked best at night, setting up his easel in brothels around Paris. Mason Curry's book, Daily Ritual, shares the rituals of 161 artists from Picasso to Louis Armstrong to Woody Allen. While the rituals include everything from long walks, like Kierkegaard, to secret note writing, like Jane Austen, all of the artists have one thing in common. They all had a ritual. So why rituals? In our lives and businesses, we have an idea of what we want to accomplish. We might even codify those ideas into goals. How do we reach goals? More importantly, how do we create amazing work throughout our lives? The answer is not waiting for inspiration to come. When are you actually going to be inspired to finish that report or import your spreadsheet of email addresses? As V.S. Pritchett notes, quote, sooner or later, the great men turn out to be all alike. They never stop working. They never lose a minute. It is very depressing, end quote. I disagree with Pritchett that you have to work every minute of every day. In fact, as Joshua Fields Milburn notes in his minimalist memoir, Everything That Remains, taking time to enjoy the moment and avoiding the trap of planning every minute of every day allows space for you to actually think and let the mind wander. Combining work and solitude into a ritual is the goal. As Curry notes, a solid routine fosters a well-worn groove for one's mental energies and helps stave off the tyranny of moods, end quote. 5 ways to create a ritual. Everyone has habits, so we might as well make those habits positive. You can shape your habits to help you, and then continue those habits with purpose. With purpose, these habits will become your ritual. There are 5 simple steps you can take to create a ritual. First, prepare your environment. If you set your running shoes out before you go to bed, you're more likely to run in the morning. If you set Facebook as the first page you see when you open your computer, you're more likely to spend time on Facebook. Creating environmental change has a dramatic impact on what we do. Great artists, business leaders, entrepreneurs, they set themselves up for success by preparing what they want to accomplish before the time to actually do it. If this means shutting off your Wi-Fi until you write a chapter in your book, do it, and Freedom's a great program to help you do that. If this means opening Excel and finishing your tedious spreadsheet calculations for work before checking your email, do it. Set yourself up for success and make the environmental preparation a part of your daily ritual. Second, find your productive window. The artists in daily rituals knew when they were most productive, and they protected that window of time. If you are a morning person, get up and make your ritual centered around that time. Are you a night person? Hide away in your office, study, or a bar to create during your peak hours. As Stephen King notes in his book On Writing, write the same time every day and the muse will find you. Third, do the hard stuff first. Normally we push off the annoying work until the end of the day, which becomes the end of the week, which becomes the end of never. As Julian Smith notes, if you work on the hardest tasks first, you'll, quote, discover that your day will get easier and the rewards will get better as time goes on. So the first thing is hard, but the next thing's easier, the next easier still, and so on until you have the most fun doing the easiest things on your task list, end quote. Plus, we know that the easiest things on our list will get done anyway, so leave that for later. Fourth, choose only 5 things you want to do. Think of these as your longer-term vision of where you want to be. You can build tiny steps in your daily ritual that will help you get to where you want to be going. As Julian reminds us, these activities don't have to be world-changing actions. But if you have a goal to learn a new language, just spend 10 minutes working on it. If you want to live a mindful life, try 3 minutes of sitting. If you want to spend more time outside, walk your dog around the block each morning. Choose 5 simple activities you want to do. Then spend the minimum amount of time necessary to getting started and getting them done. 5. Focus on completion, not perfection. Spending time every day pursuing your craft doesn't mean that you will end up with something you are proud of. That's not the point of a ritual. The point of a ritual is to continually pursue your end goal. It will be ugly, painful, maybe even fruitless at first. However, if you're able to sit down and do it, the results will come. Joshua Fields Milburn notes that the best advice he ever got on how to be a good writer was to sit in the chair. Figure out what your chair is and go sit in it every day. Make it a part of your ritual until you think it's impossible not to do it. Use your ritual to create a legacy. Creating a ritual is the most important step you can take to succeed at business, to create amazing art, or to become the person you've always wanted to be. You already have habits. All you have to do is transform these habits into positive rituals. These rituals help you to create on a regular basis and, quote, frees our minds to advance to really interesting fields of action, unquote, as William James argued. The sum of all the tiny steps you take through your ritual creates an impressive body of work and ultimately a legacy you can be proud of. Now, we shared a lot of great links in this article, so if you want to make sure you get those, find these books or these authors I'm talking about, just head over to Nine Clouds and search 5 ways to create rituals. Thanks for listening. We'll see you soon at nineclouds.com.